don't you stand up and we'll praise God together. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say it's a good thing to praise the Lord. How many of you are ready to praise the Lord? How many of you are ready to praise God? talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down me. I feel rain.
So fine.
hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. Somebody worship him with me. Come on now, you can do better than that. Somebody say, he's worthy to be praised. Somebody say, you need to worship him. Tell somebody, you need to worship him. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you. love you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We love you, Father, for your grace and you're worthy. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 Somebody say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give God honor. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. You have to do it. Nobody can do that for you. Give him praise. Give him praise. Forget about yourself. Give him praise. Give him praise. It's pride to think about anything but him while we praise the Lord. Give him praise. Of a prayer partner. A good confession. Somebody say good confession. Say you get what you say. How many got a problem? Think about it. Any problem you have, you got a problem? If you got a problem, just wave your finger. I want you to talk to it. We learned about confession this morning. I want you to look at your problem. Just think about your problem right now, ready? And just, it's gonna be alright. Gonna work it out, alright.
gonna be alright, alright, alright. Well, trouble lasts always, trouble lasts always, trouble lasts always. Tell I'm trouble lasts always, trouble lasts always. Tell I'm trouble lasts always. Well, trouble lasts always, trouble.
Gonna be afraid. Say this storm will pass. I dare you get your finger out and just point it in.
This too shall pass. 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 If it be sickness or disease or anything you're dealing with,
depression, yes. Financial difficulty, it will pass.
This too shall pass. This too shall pass. This too shall pass.
All you gotta do is say it, is that all right? Just all you gotta do is say it. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart. Bring it forth.
Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord.
Remember that.
Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord.
Sing it.
Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. I'm gonna wait on him. I'm good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Tell them, good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Sing it. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Let's sing it hard. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Tell somebody. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Good things come to those just wait on the Lord. Tell them. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Good things come to those who wait. Don't give up, don't give up. Good things come to those who wait. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. Don't you get worried. Good things come to those who wait on the Lord. He's gonna work it out. He saved the best for last. He saved the best for last. He saved the best for last. He hasn't forgotten you. You may be seated if you want to. He saved the best for last. Hold out just a little while longer. He saved the best for last.
Brother Jesse. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's offering time. You excited about that? We get to give again. I want to encourage you as you give tonight. Like I said this morning, don't withhold anything from God. Be open to whatever He would lead you to do. Because whatever He leads you to do, that's what you need to do in order to get in line and receive what He wants to give to you. See, the reason we take offering, God's not out to make your life miserable and make you do without. Jesus said that He came that you might have life and life more abundantly. And how you can have an abundant life with no money?
I mean, we just think it's this far-off spiritual concept, but when he said abundant life, there's a lot of things wrapped up into that one word. That's the Zoe life of God, the eternal life of God, and it's an abundant, fulfilled life where you have all that God has got for you. So when Jesus came to give you life, he didn't come to cause you to be miserable and broke and give everything you have to the church and never have any money. The reason you give is because that shows your dedication to God. That gets you in line with God and his word so that the blessings might start to take place in your life. It's not that anybody needs your money. It's that you need to be dedicated to God so that God's blessings will begin to manifest in your life. I can give you time after time where he's done it for me, but I want to start seeing it in your lives too. So I want to encourage you, don't withhold any good thing from God. And if God asks you to give something that's a little uncomfortable, remember, he's not doing that so that you'll be poor. And he's not asking you to do that so you'll miss a bill or be late on a bill or you won't have any money. If he asks you to do something that's a little uncomfortable, it's because he needs you to obey so he can bless you in a big way. Believe me, God doesn't want anybody in here to be broke. And if everyone had enough faith to be a millionaire, you would be. God doesn't want to withhold any good thing from you. And God is no respecter of persons. It's us. It's not him. He's already provided it. How many have ever prayed and asked God to give you some money? I have. That's not a sin. Raise your hand. I guess that's a couple of us. We know that when you ask God, that's it. You don't need to be like the pagans that ramble on and on. When you ask God to do something, that's enough. But how many of you know it doesn't always manifest right away? But there's a way that you get the things that God has already provided. When you walk in accordance to the will of God and the word of God, and you come in line with God, what God has for you, you are then ready to receive those things that have already been provided. When Jesus died on the cross, that paid for your health, your salvation, that paid for your financial situation. Jesus paid for it all right there. It's not about being good enough. It's not about being righteous enough. Although living an unrighteous lifestyle will keep you so far out of God's will, you know, you'll hit and miss all the time. But Jesus paid for it completely. So it's not God that's waiting to bless you. It's us. We have to come in line. So an offering is just a way to yield yourself to God. But if you don't do it by faith, it's not going to change anything in your life. So I want you to stand up with your seed. How many of you prayed this week for God to do something for you financially? All right. Whatever you asked him for, get that in front of your face spiritually. Look at that need. Whatever you ask God for this week, within the last 7 days, you ask God for something. Now, you got to be specific.
Jesse, I sense the anointing of God on that. Do you?
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
I sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit on that. We usually don't go in this direction. Amen. But I just sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And we don't do this because certain people don't understand, but I think you're old enough. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. How many need a financial breakthrough?
Yes.
How many need a financial breakthrough and you got the faith that it'll come? I'm serious. How many need a financial breakthrough? Amen.
Amen.
I feel in my spirit the Lord saying, if you just sow a seed in faith tonight, I'm talking about a seed, you better ask the Holy Ghost what you should do. Amen. God's going to meet you. You hear what I'm saying there? It might not be everybody in here, amen, but somebody's going to take advantage of it, amen.
Right. Amen.
You better learn sooner or later. Some of you haven't learned it yet, amen. You haven't learned it yet, but I promise and I prophesy a financial breakthrough, amen. You hear what I'm saying? Somebody needs a financial breakthrough.
Amen.
What you have is just not enough. Yeah, but God said he'll bust heaven wide open to bring you a financial blessing. I put myself out there. It's a small church. You know whose face to get in if it don't come to pass. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody with faith, say, I need a miracle financially right now.
I need a miracle.
Come on now. Come on now. Don't just look at me like I'm crazy. Say, I need God to come through right now. I don't see any other way. It just takes too long. But I need God to come through financially for me right now. I'm going to put my faith out there, and I'm going to watch something happen. Somebody say, thank God. Say, God can do anything. Say, I open up my heart right now to receive God's best. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We talked about this morning, out of a good man, out of the good treasure in his heart, pulling forth good things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Say, right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm sowing a seed of faith. Yeah. Somebody say, thank. Say, I'm about to throw my faith in there. Amen. Somebody say, this is a faith thing. Say, this is a faith thing. Don't be stupid and miss out on what God wants to do. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, hallelujah. There were certain times in the Bible where God moved like that and people didn't understand. There was that widow out there. The prophet went in there and said, how much food you got left? She said, all I got is enough for this. We're going to eat this food and then go on and die. Somebody said, we're on the last plate. We got the last biscuit. We're splitting it. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you don't know. So I know what it's been like. I know what it's like. Jesse out there sometime, we were a couple years ago, we believe in God. Amen. We thank God to split a box of fries. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he'll bring you out. Yes, he will. He'll bring you out. Yeah, there's somebody right there. Amen. You know, it's tight. Somebody say, it's tight. I'm talking to somebody that's been financially challenged, and it's just been tight, and that fear has been around your neck. Yeah. God wants to loose that burden right now. That's not God's will for you. You don't have time to be thinking about that stuff. God promised you by his Spirit he'd work it out, and he will. So say, he will. I take the word of God, he will do it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, not another broke day in the name of Jesus. Just say it. Not another broke. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. Come on now. We confessed it. When I confessed it a while back, I didn't understand it. You got to get your faith out there. Somebody say, I don't know how he's going to do it. Amen. I don't understand it, but I prophesy and I speak it. Say, not another broke day in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm not going under, I'm going over, and I declare this time it shall manifest. It will manifest. Say, let it manifest in the name of Jesus. Let it manifest in the name of Jesus. Say, I don't want to be broke no more. Tell somebody, I don't want to be broke no more. I don't want to be in fear of that stuff. Say, I break that yoke right now in the name of Jesus. And I expect to see the difference. I expect it. I just sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost on it right now. I expect it. I expect it. I expect it. Somebody say, a good thing's coming. Say, a good thing's coming. Say, a good thing's coming. Say, God's going to take care of it. Say, I got a good thing coming. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, let me find somebody with faith that'll put out everything for the good thing. Say, I got a good thing coming. I got a good thing coming. Come on and prophesy. Say, I got a good thing coming. Say, a good thing's coming. Hallelujah. Say, I got a miracle coming. Say, I got a breakthrough coming. Say, yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I got to leave it alone. Y'all don't want to have church tonight. Y'all don't like this kind of stuff. But I'm telling you right now, somebody that's got the faith for it, you've got a good thing coming right away, right away, right away, right away. Better than you thought it would be. Better than what you thought it would be. Hallelujah. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, I believe God. I believe God. Just because you're set up in this crazy house, listen to this crazy man. Expect something good to happen. Expect something great to happen. God's about to turn it around. God's about to turn it around. As you said over and over and over again, he's about to lift you up and take you on the higher. Somebody say higher. Higher ground, higher ground, higher ground, higher ground, higher ground. My, 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 my. Look at somebody say bye-bye. Tell them bye-bye. Say, I'm going on to higher things. Say, if you want to stay where you are, I'm going to have to leave you to yourself. Say, if you want to stay where you are, I'm going to have to leave you to yourself. Somebody say, yeah, yeah. Somebody needs a blessing. You might not know what blessings of God can do. You might not understand. You might not have seen it before. Amen. But I know what God can do. Amen. And somebody's going to grab a hold of it. Somebody's got faith. You might have had to hear this a long time ago. Amen. But just take it by faith and watch it manifest. Say, I receive it right now in the name of Jesus. God's already starting to show you some stuff. Amen. God said, that ain't nothing compared about what he's about to do. That ain't nothing compared about what he's about to do. He said, boy, that looked good. God said, I got much better than that. Don't you worry about a thing. If you just praise him, the manifestation would be there. If you just praise him, the contracts will come. If you just praise him, doors will open up. If you just praise him, your man box will be full with good things. Not just bills, but unexpected blessings. Not just bills, but unexpected blessings. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God wants to bless us real big. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Say, I believe in blessing. I believe in blessings. There's the anointing for it right now in the name of Jesus. See, God wants to bless a lot of people, but a lot of people just can't sit under it long enough to get their faith out there for it. Say, I believe in supernatural blessing, what God can do. Yeah! I've known him before. See, I known him one time. I had some friends that needed God to come through in a big way, and they got a prophetic word that God was going to work something out. And it was on a Sunday, too. Everybody knows God don't do nothing on Sunday. But out of an unseen resource, wasn't it? Out of unseen resources, things they weren't expecting, they went home. And that night, before the night was over, I'm here to testify. They got that word before the day was over. They had a check for $60,000 that they weren't expecting. God did it. Somebody say, he did it before, and he can do it again. I seen it, and I know for myself. Anybody know about that story? If you know that story is true, say yes. It was a story. It was a night just like tonight. It was a night just like tonight. Wasn't a whole lot of people there. Church was in real bad shape. We didn't know whether we could handle another day. But God worked something out. Somebody say, yes, he did. He worked out a miracle and turned around a dark situation. He turned around a dark day. You know that thing we were singing tonight, trouble don't last always? They were in the dark seat of trouble. It couldn't get any worse. Then all of a sudden, Jesus stepped in out of nowhere through an unexpected resource and turned that situation around with the handwriting of one check. And if he did it for them, he can do it for you. If he did it for them, he can do it for you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody say, all he thinks about is money. We'll stay broke. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, God, I'm in need for one of those breakthroughs right now. Tell him. Just pray. Say, Lord, I need you to do something right now. I don't see it coming from anywhere else. My check might be a long way off. I can't wait another week. I can't wait another day. I can't wait 2 weeks. I can't wait to find a new job. I can't wait to clear another contract. I can't wait till the next paycheck. I need a breakthrough right now. Say right now. Say right now. I'm trying to get your faith to right now. Say right now. Turn it around. 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 How many people I got that got faith out there for that? Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I just sense that anointing right there. Glory to God. I want somebody to get blessed. I'm going out for that. Amen. I'm going out there for that tonight. Amen. I'm a believe God. I know what God can do. Hallelujah.
I'm not going to stop until somebody receives something good from Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody's out there in trouble right now. You need God to come through. And I believe God, he can do it. Glory to God. You don't know what God can do. You can be up against your last, you can have your last dime, not another meal in the refrigerator box. You can have somebody looking to take something away from you. God will come through. Sit down. Glory to God. Sit down. I mean, somebody, look at somebody and say, God can do anything when you put your faith out there. Tell somebody, God can do anything when you put your faith out there. So you don't have to expect it. You can turn this machine off. You don't have to, you don't have to know where it's coming through. You don't have to have, you don't have to know the whole plan. So say, thank you, Jesus. I've said, you don't know how many miracles I've seen in the last, 5 years, and even time before that. Some say miracles. Down to the wire. Amen. You know, and it don't matter how much you need. Glory to God. God's got it all in control. I've seen God move in the thousands. They say, well, I don't need to see a move like that, but you believe up $10,000 overnight. I've been down to nothing. I mean big time red. I've had double digits in the red in my bank account before. You hear me? I mean, I've been double digits in the red in my bank account before, amen. And then have somebody show up here ready for God to do something. Listen, had to come up with what? $1,300 just out of nowhere. Just didn't have it. You ever look at somebody and say, look, I ain't got it. Everybody say, I ain't got it. Say, I ain't got it. But God's got it, amen. And as soon as you put your faith out there and say, listen, I'm tired of messing with this stuff. I'm ready to start believing God and receiving from God. God does financial breakthroughs. And if you're not believing God to do something in your life financially, you're not going to get God's best. So say it's God's desire to bless you and to bring you out. I'm going to leave it alone. No, I'm not. I'm going to mess with it. Sit up there in that office. Jesse, you remember? We got up here, and I just got tired of dealing with stuff. Have you ever got tired of dealing with stuff before? Got tired of always being broke and always, oh, Lord, where are we going to get this money from? Oh, Lord, here come the landlord. We got to pay the church note. Amen. Landlord called one time. This was about 3 years ago. He said, listen, I'm coming. I got to get something. We got bills to pay. Amen. And you know what? In faith, I said, well, you come on and get it. Between here and Conroe, where am I going to whip up a couple $1,000? Where am I going to whip up a couple $1,000 out of nowhere? We ain't no service. Ain't no service. Ain't nobody stopping by. Wasn't expecting anything in the mail. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So I said, you come on and get it. Everybody say, come and get it. Hallelujah. By the time that person got in the car, I told God, I said, they coming to get it. I tell you what. I said, they either going to get the rent or the key. Somebody say, come and get it. And you know, and I told God, I said, Lord, I don't want to be dealing in this measure anymore. And I said, Jesse and Chris, y'all go pray. I said, I'm going to put my faith out there. I said, I'm going to go to that mailbox. And that thing's going to be in the mailbox. We didn't get nothing in the mailbox like that before. I said, I'm going to the mailbox right now. And you're going to take care of these bills. And you're going to handle it right now. We're going to shut these doors. I said, I quit. This is your church. If you want to go on, you make it happen. Isn't that some faith? Isn't that some faith? Anybody ever been there before? So I said, Lord, if you want this place to go on, You better do something. I said, Jesse and Chris will go in there right now. And they went in there and they prayed and they believed God. And I got out there and walked to the mailbox. I said, I know what I'll be doing next week. I'm going to find out what I'm going to do next week. By the time I opened this mailbox, I opened that mailbox up in supernatural faith. I looked in that mailbox. There was one little envelope in that mailbox. Thank God it wasn't a bill. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I opened that envelope up and there was a check in that envelope for $10,000. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. $10,000 check in that envelope. Somebody say, praise God. He's done it again and again and again and again. You know people love to have tax exemptions. We've had people drop $10,000. There was one time we needed money before. Somebody dropped a $10,000 check. And to this day, we still don't know whose it was. Calling people up and say, do you want $10,000 tax credit? Wasn't mine. Wasn't mine. Nobody knows where it came from. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, he'll work it out if you put your faith there. Glory to God. So we say, thank you, Jesus. Just as quick. So you got to move. You take the first step and God will take the second step. See, if you're not exercising faith in that area, don't expect him to move. I believe it. Therefore, walk in. We wouldn't have a church if it didn't. So we say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, y'all want to get great faith. Y'all need to count these offerings with us. Amen. So we say, thank you, Jesus. God can do anything. So we say, hallelujah. He'll work out your situation just as easy as he'll work out my situation. All you got to do is say, never fear, just believe God. Say, I'm going to walk right through this. And God's going to turn it around. Faith is the richest resource you have. Faith is the richest resource that you have. And if you don't get out there and exercise it, amen, it'll never work for you. How many of you want to increase right now? Then start to believe these things that I'm telling you and start to get out there and put your faith to it and watch it start to happen in your life. You'll come up real quick. Somebody say hallelujah. It's nothing. And you know what? Some of you make more money than the ministry. Do you know that? On a weekly basis. If we didn't get out there and do what God tells us to do, you know, we weren't doing the campaign, different things. Some of y'all would do better. Some, not just one or two in here. Many of you would do better than what the ministry does. But we got great faith. Somebody say hallelujah. We want to get you to the point to where you get out there and start to believe God and watch God can do. But I tell you another thing. I don't know how it happens. I still don't understand. All I know, it's by faith. I'm just going to let it roll. God just keeps on blessing. It's nothing for me to have $100 in my wallet. Don't have to rip nobody off to get it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Whether it comes from any other resource, God will bring it in ways you can't expect. He'll bless you real quick. Somebody say, well, somebody must be hooking him up. No, God's doing it. Amen. If he does it for me, he can do it for you, but you got to have that faith to see it. And see, people think, well, that probably won't happen for pastor or somebody until he gets 200 or 300 people in the church or 1,000 people over there. Oh, no, they got a record deal. They must got it coming in. It's not dependent on what's going on the outside. It depends on what you believe on the inside. If you start to think that he got to do all these things and jump through all these hoops and then you can start to see the blessing of God, you're going to miss it. Say, God can bless you right here, right now, and it'll start to manifest in your life. Say, it can happen to anybody if you just let it. But you got to have some faith. I've seen certain people that there's no reason why they shouldn't be blessed according to what they did in the flesh. But we didn't pass them up. You hear me? Pass them up big time. They got businesses going on, contracts coming in, you know, people owe them. They should be wearing their little butts out, amen? Always broke. You know why? Ain't got no faith. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth absolutely no sorrow with it. You are saved. Look at somebody and tell them you're saved. I'm preaching the gospel. Some people don't understand this is the gospel. This is the gospel. You are saved and you have a covenant with God. And if I don't tell you about that covenant, you'll never pull on it. You don't just get to go to heaven. You get to live victorious while you're here on earth. So we say, thank you, Jesus. Say, I expect to be moving. And that is an anointing. I don't give that credit to anybody but God. And I'm going to testify it and tell it everywhere I go. God's doing something. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And many people don't walk in that realm because they've never heard about it. Somebody say, it gets easier. You know what? The more it starts to roll, the faster it starts to roll, actually, the easier it gets. It's hard believing for $20, but it's easy believing for $1,000. Do you know that? Some people say, how are you going to believe for $1,000 if you can't believe for $20? No, I found out it's easier. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Because once you learn those principles, once you learn the principles, and once it starts rolling, it turns out. Once you start to turn all your care around God and refuse to worry about stuff, he'll take it. Am I saying we never get to a dark day to where we're tried in faith? Well, devil challenges us every day. We got stuff we could worry about if we wanted to. Devil comes in fear. Remember how we talked about, you know, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringing forth good things, evil man out of the treasure in his heart bringing forth evil things? Well, when negative things happen in your life, you know what? That's the devil trying to put an evil treasure in your heart so you can bring up evil. But you got to refuse to believe it. We have opportunities every day. I was telling, I just started to buy something. You see, people think, oh, he's just materialistic. No, I can give away anything God gave me, amen. But I'll get it back just as quick and you'd be mad again, amen. Somebody say, whatever you give away, you get it back 10 times more. Somebody say, amen. So I'm just going to, hold on to it a little bit longer so you don't get upset, amen. No, I'm joking. But I'm sitting out there believing God. Is this helping anybody? Does anybody need to hear this tonight? I'm teaching faith. Amen. I'm teaching faith. You might need to go. Anybody sitting up here, and if you were crippled, amen, I'd preach on healing. But you might need to get over. This might be an area that you need some help in right now. You need God to move a miracle financially. So I'm going to talk about finances. I'm going to talk about finances and the anointing that has to go through believing God. You can touch and agree on anything and call it in. It's real, people. It's not a joke. It just doesn't happen. There are things we need that, God's got to come through, and we need to get our faith there and start to talk about it again and watch it happen. I mean, we got stuff that happened so quick. We believe God for stuff, and I said, let's get in there and pray. Had Crystal and Jesse go in there into the sanctuary. Get on your face and pray and see what God does. Within the week, we had it. So we say, thank you, Jesus. Had somebody get up here. I tell you what, had one person get up here and said, you believe God, God's going to come through you. The person came. We were out there in the lobby. He went out there in the lobby, ran in here to the sanctuary. His crystal dad ran around the church. Then we ran around the church. Was that the night of the breakthrough? One of those nights, he got in here, just ran around the church, acted stupid, acted crazy. He got his breakthrough and got his miracle. Amen? Say, God can do anything and will if you put your faith there. You can go hear little nursery rhymes any day, amen, but you can't hear about this stuff. But you need to, amen? So say greater works. I was in a bind. Wasn't even really a bind, so I wasn't worried about it. How would you like to have this bind? Somebody say, that's not a bind. Well, I had your bind before, but I like these, amen? I stuck out there in faith, went to a pawn shop one time, looked at this ring. I love this ring. I'm going to tell a testimony because it's going to help somebody. You may be able to write. Right. Went and saw this ring at a pawn shop. I put some money down on it. By faith, amen, because knowing me, somebody who knows where we'll be able to get that thing out. Thing costs, $1,100, and I put this ring on layaway for $82. And every month, I had to run up there and drop about $162 on. I had to believe for that $162. And we had 1 week, girl, it was rough. Anybody ever seen it get rough? I made the first couple, gotten one thing, and it got to one last week, we had so many things going, that there was no way that I was going to be able to take care of what I had to take care of. Had an eye surgery I had to take care of. I had different staff people and different things going on. So I wasn't going to get anything that I could take care of my stuff. Somebody say, God cares and he understands. I tell you what, I went out there to eat one night. I was going out there eating, doing whatever I wanted to do. God spoke to somebody's heart, didn't even know what I was going through. Said, hey, we need to go put a payment on. I said, don't even worry about it. I said, girl, you're gone. I'm thinking to myself. Amen. But God had spoken to somebody's heart and said, go get the thing out. No matter what it is, go get it out. Somebody say hallelujah. Went and picked up. I made about 5 payments on the darn thing. Person went and picked up the ring. Half of the ring was already paid for. See what I'm saying? God has a way. We went and took that little $1,100 ring, had that thing appraised. This past week, this ring came up $3,556. Amen. Appraisal. Amen. And all I had to pay for the dumb thing is $500.
Amen.
Somebody say God. Can do anything.
Well,
I ain't getting nothing out of that, amen. I ain't getting nothing out of that, amen. Well, could you take that $3,500 and help yourself out? Could you use that? Well, use your faith and use it. Don't put it on a ring. Put it on whatever you need. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. It might not be a ring for you. It might be a couple of car payments. It might be rent. It might be down payment on a house. It might be anything. But you use the same faith and see it come through. So say, if he can use it on stupid stuff, I can use it on smart stuff. So say, hallelujah. I tell you what, it's stupid to see somebody use faith on stupid stuff and you not use it on smart stuff. So say, hallelujah. Because God cares about it all. Say, I'm going to start to exercise faith in the area of finance. I will no longer do this by myself. Say it one more time. I will constantly confess over my finances, and it'll show up. I will no longer be limited to what my boss says I'm supposed to make. My job is not my source. God is my source. God pays more. Stand up right where you are. Now I can whip out a Bible and go for about a week on it. You know, I could teach, you know, we just run our mouth on it, but we had 30 days. Y'all remember 30 days of glory? Yes. We taught on finance with the Bible for 30 days and still didn't close it all out. Some say it's all there. Some say hallelujah. Praise God. Sit down again. I just sense the Holy Ghost. You've seen God move, didn't you? Didn't he turn some things around? Me? Wasn't nobody in rougher shape? I mean, y'all were in a rough case. Oh, how's he going to turn that around? Boy, we ain't got nowhere to go now. So we say hallelujah. But God came through, didn't he? If he came through with that, don't you think he'll come through now? You act like better now than what you did then, amen? So somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. If he worked it then, don't you think he'll work it now? Don't you think he's going to do better than what he did before? Whatever he's done before, listen, God always saves the best for last. Some say God got much better than that. And I'm going to let this man talk me in to receiving it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just start to magnify Jesus right where you are. I'm so glad to see y'all tonight. Hope we didn't freak you out too much. Amen. It's still good. You'll be blessed anyhow. Amen. You'll be blessed anyhow. You'll always remember it's God. You'll always remember it's God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you're in need, if there's a need that you need a breakthrough in right now, just stand up on your feet. I'm going to speak that word over you, and God's going to come through. Thank you, Jesus. And there's definitely a need. Okay, stretch out your hand. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, you better get your faith out there. He's going to do it. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is going to do it. Do you hear me? He is, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now. Oh my. Oh, boy, he's going to do it. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to pray for the sisters like that. Hallelujah. So don't worry. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, do it. Release it right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Release it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Release it right now in the name of Jesus. Release it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Release it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Release it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And be open for the blessing. Release it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Release it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Release those finances right now in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Release those those miracle finances right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Release miracle finances right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Release miracle finances in the name of Jesus. Release miracle finances right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now start to bless God for it. Start to bless God for it. Start to bless God for miracle finances right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, release miracle finance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, release miracle finances right now in the name of Jesus because you want to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say, rain. Glory to God. Somebody say, let it rain. Right now in the name of Jesus, call it down. Start to pray for it and watch it manifest. Start to pray for it and watch it manifest. Start to pray for it and watch it manifest. Increase your people right now in the name of Jesus. Not because of greed, not because of all those things. Father God, rain down blessings right now in the name of Jesus on everyone in this room right now. Increase your people right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I call for rain in the name of Jesus. Rain on the name of rain in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You're going to be blessed just because you sat in here. Hallelujah. Yes, in the name of Jesus, all of the faith invested in our hearts, Father God, rain down blessing in the name of Jesus from the north, south, the east, and the west. Call it in Jesus' name. Angels, get busy about the work of God right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything you put your hand to be blessed in Jesus' name. River, flow in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I call forth that river to flow in the name of Jesus. Any blockage right now be broken in the name of Jesus. Miracles start to happen in Jesus' name. Breakthrough in Jesus' name. The curse is broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You get blessed like her, you'll get what she gets. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go on and do it too. Might do you some good. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sit up here and look down if you want to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's still going to happen. Hallelujah. It's still going to happen. Somebody say, I believe in this. Say it again. I believe in this. Yes. I believe in this. Yes. And you're going to see it later. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It shall manifest. Glory to God. It will manifest. It will manifest. It will manifest. Glory to God. Watch. Thank you, Jesus. Watch. I don't care where you're at. It will manifest. Hallelujah. Don't get all caught up in pride either. Amen. You better realize God did it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then laugh like you're happy. Smile like you're happy. If you're not, fake it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Act like you're happy about it. Hallelujah. So we don't get any angels ticked off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Act like you're happy about it. Act like you believe it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All you got to do is just stay in the heart of gratitude and gratefulness and rejoicing, and that miracle will manifest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Other stuff. Don't worry. This area you're not going to have problems in. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? This area you're not going to have problems in. Ho-ho. Ho-ho. This area you won't have problem in. Hallelujah. You just start to pray in the Holy Ghost every time it comes in and start to rejoice. Say, ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, trouble don't last always. Hallelujah. I've commanded heaven to rain on you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We still here? Do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. I command heaven to rain on you. Hallelujah. Don't you worry about all that other stupid stuff. Hallelujah. I'm not boastfully speaking. You're just as much a woman, man, a woman of God as I am. And I declare right now, I give my life to Jesus Christ every day. There's nothing more I want to do than serve him and to love him and to care for him. Amen. And to care for you. Amen. And there's nothing more I want out of my heart right now to see you blessed. Glory to God. And ain't nobody that hates you more than God loves you. Hallelujah. And therefore, those that love you, they desire with all of their heart that you be blessed. Amen. In Jesus' name. And I pronounce a blessing over you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care what word's been spoken over you. Don't you worry about it. Glory to God. I pronounce a blessing over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Glory to God. Receive reward in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Oh, it's coming out. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't make it hard either. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Where do we leave off, Brother Jesse? Thank you, Jesus. Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at me. You're blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're blessed. Hallelujah. It's been spoken over you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I command it to manifest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at each other and just say, hey, honey, I believe we just got blessed. Amen. You know? You going? Amen. If she's not your honey, don't hold her hand. Amen. Go. Look at her and tell him right now. Say, I believe we've been blessed.
I believe we've been blessed.
Hey, Jesse, you believe it's going to work? Stand up and tell him it's going to work. No, seriously, from what you know, from your experience, not what you read, just what you, from hanging around. Tell him.
It's going to work. You know, the Bible says, the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Don't let him think he can receive anything from God. The only thing, sometimes you think you got to be smart and receive from God and you've got to work it out. It's easier than me giving you some food and you eat it. It's the easiest, most natural thing you can do. The only thing is right in front of your face. You just got to receive it. The only thing that will stop you from it working in your life is being double-minded. Second guessing, living two lives, wondering, praising God one day, and then wondering if God's really going to do it. You can't receive from God that way. But if you'll just be simple,
go on, brother. Yeah.
Stupid about it. It's simple. Black and white. All right. Have any stupid people in here?
Yeah.
Like a child, innocent, pure, and simple. Get everything else out of the way. What the Bible says is what it means. When the word goes forth, it's just that simple. And if you just come to God with that, don't second guess it. Don't be double-minded. And just apply it. And believe it. And confess it. You'll be amazed at what will happen. I promise you, not seeing supernatural things happening in your life.
This way.
Because you're wavering. You know, you're going from one side to the other. You're hopping that fence. One day you're with faith, the other day you're in doubt, depression, and fear, and you're going back and forth. You'll never get it that way. Stay in faith. It's that simple. And it will work. I've told you before, I've had times in my life where literally, you know, the Bible says God knows what you need of.
He gonna get it.
lacking in any area, I know what I need to do.
Exercise
faith. To make it work. So I want to tell you that. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. You know, I wish I could get that through to you.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be extra smart to get it. You don't have to be somebody special. You know, we're all special with God. God wants us all to be special. It's that simple.
I've taught you tonight a little bit. We've gone a different way that we wanted to go. But I want to share this with you. I really believe it's the Holy Spirit too. Say
money
is nothing
but a thing.
Stop taking it.
Stop taking it.
So seriously.
This
is the dumbest looking corn I've ever seen. I went up. Did anybody see the new Ohio corn? The new Ohio corn. Isn't this where you're from, Kevin? Somebody say, I want y'all to look at this and just realize how dumb this stuff is. Amen. Amen. Just look at this little. Look like they went out of their way to make this thing look stupid. Hallelujah. Just pass it on. Amen. And put it back in the offering plate. Hallelujah. just pass it on. Amen. Somebody say, it's silly. Somebody say, hallelujah. Glory to God. Did y'all enjoy tonight? Did we learn anything? Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just look at the back of it. Isn't that the dumbest looking thing you've ever seen? Nobody else thought it looked dumb but me. Amen. We just passed the corn around. Somebody said, what did y'all do today? We looked at a quarter. Hallelujah. See, if you can remember looking at a quarter, I bet you I asked you what I preached last week. Some of you wouldn't be able to tell me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep it. Huh? Oh, that's... Isn't that bad on my part? She said, Pastor, you didn't preach last week. All right, smart mouth. No, I'm joking. No, she knows I'm joking. Amen. Isn't that the dumbest looking coin? Isn't that the dumbest? No, aren't we just, we used to have real stately things like eagles and beautiful buildings and presidents. Now we just put stupid little figures on there. Amen. Ain't no astronauts in Ohio. Who? Oh, John Glenn. So that's John Glenn. You look like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Pass it on. We got to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Rex looking at his watch. How early do we need to be? Good Lord. Praise God. What is the rush? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say thank you, Jesus. Excuse me.
Now.
I'm getting worse, Brother Hagin. Y'all heard go to Brother Hagin's meeting? I'm just blowing my nose stuff and getting my mic is on. I'm going, you know, I know I'm being taken, but you go to Brother Hagin. Brother Hagin just about chokes. You know, you know, you want him just to spit on the floor. Some, you know, no. Hallelujah. Did everybody get blessed? Crystal, give me the quarterback. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hold up that seed right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank God that we sow in faith, not in fear. Hallelujah. Say, I'm getting my breakthrough. I'm getting my breakthrough. Hallelujah. Say it one more time. I'm getting my breakthrough. And I'm going to stand in it. How many going to go for it? Chris, are you going to go for it? Stand up and tell us. You're going to get your breakthrough and going for it. Say, I'm not afraid. Say, I'm going to get it. Say, watch me. I'm a believer. I mean, believer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, no fear.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Give the Lord a hand clap. I said, give him a hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And come on up and sow. Y'all be blessed. Is it really 11:14?
No.
We're going to, we got Wednesday night service, 8 o'clock. When do y'all leave to go on your trip?
No, they leave it on the 25th. Any birthdays coming up this week? No birthdays. Thank you, Jesus. Tommy's got a birthday. Hallelujah. Y'all make everybody feel welcome. Y'all know that Friday night service we had? That guy we prayed for Friday night. Were you here Friday night? This past Friday night. Remember the one we prayed for, Bill? He called the church four times yesterday on the very issue that we prayed about. Isn't that a trip? Four times on the very thing we prayed about Friday night. People that got out of faith and the move of God. Yeah, and then there was an old guy that came in here Saturday morning and talked about almost the very scriptures that we were talking about on Friday night, about the remnant and all this other stuff. He came in here on Friday. So God is like really confirming things and doing good things. I just want to